Welcome back, Jack Ebling, Scott Eckersley, Ebling and you, 1320 WILS. Very happy to welcome in our next guest, and he is 8th District United States Congressman Mike Rogers. Hello, Mike.
How are you, sir? And it's great to be on your show. Thanks, Jack, for having me.
Well, hey, we want to talk about small business. I know a topic that is near and dear to your heart. And the Small Business Jobs Act, is this a win-win?
You know, unfortunately not. It's got a couple of problems, one of which is it creates a government pool of money to lend to small businesses. And because of the rules, regulations, and the qualifying components of it, small businesses are telling us in droves that it's not what they want or need. Secondly, on the employment piece and some of the tax credits, you hire somebody, you get a tax break, but you got to fill out all the paperwork and go through the whole process of trying to prove that person was unemployed. I mean, it's a real mess. And to me, it's a great example, Jack, of why we can't socially engineer our way to employment. We just have to let these businesses keep more of what they earn, get out of their way, and let them make the hiring determinations. I think we would have been so much better off, and we can't pay for this bill. That's the other problem. We have to borrow all of it.
Mike, I think we tried a number of other approaches, certainly from 2000 to 2008, a little different philosophy. What would have worked better here? What would have been doable in your mind?
Well, and I understand that, but you have to remember, going into 2000, when we were on the downside, we were in a recession, when George Bush took office, it had already been in its, I think, its second full quarter, had to do something. So put together a tax relief package that was designed to create growth. Now, in the middle of that, you had 9/11 that took $1 trillion out of the economy. $1 trillion with a T. I mean, just unprecedented. So what the president decided, and I agree was the right philosophy, is we need to go ahead and provide this tax relief back then so that people could invest in the economy. And something pretty miraculous happened. Think of that recession. You had 9/11 hit. 5 million jobs were created. It's an unprecedented, it's the largest number in history. Now, because of the other problems in the economy, particularly housing, it's something started going awry coming to 2008. And so think about where we're talking about. They have this small business bill that the business community is saying won't do it. And, oh, by the way, we're going to raise taxes on small businesses come December 31st. So think of this. If December, you hire Mike Rogers and say, I'm going to pay you $40,000 a year. Costs, that employer ends up, that employee, me, would cost him somewhere between $50,000 and $55,000 to give me $40,000. What does that employee cost in January of 2011? And the answer to that is we have no idea, and neither do they. So that's why there's no hiring. So rather than come up with this program, we need to take all of the uncertainty out of that economy so that we can encourage people to take the chance to hire somebody with the expectation that their costs aren't going to go through the roof next year.
Mike, is it possible to ever take all the uncertainty out of an economy? I understand what you're saying, but it seems like we're always being dealt body blows. No one expected 9/11. No one expected exactly what they got in 2007, 2008. And what we have seen since. So I'm not sure how we get a better idea and how we become more predictable.
Well, think of this, though. What you don't have is you don't have the health care bill that is imposing huge costs. You know, they found a 3.8% tax on real estate sales on homes in there that nobody really talked about. So they've got all those new rules, regulations, and huge costs to employers. That's hanging over their head. Then you have the cap and trade bill, which has huge energy costs and implications, huge increases. In fact, it'll be the largest energy tax increase in the history of the United States. That's hanging over their head. The uncertainty on the union, they're calling it the Free Choice Act, where they have compulsory ability to intimidate folks to union. All of those things put huge amounts of uncertainty. Oh, and top it off, taxes is going up December 31st for everybody. That's what's currently in place. And so by them saying they're not even going to deal with it, now you've got that uncertainty, cap and trade uncertainty, you've got the health care uncertainty. And you can imagine if you're a small business owner, you're thinking, I don't want to hire some guy in December having to lay him off in January. I'm just going to have to wait. And that's been our plea to the president is you just have to understand we don't need another government program. We need the government kind of get out of the way so that these folks can. I think people want to get out of the recession. They're ready to be done with this thing. But we've got to get out of these small businesses away so they can say, you know what, I'm going to do it. I'm going to grow this year. I'm going to hire five people. I'm going to do X. Because if I hire them in December, I know my costs will be about the same in January. Right now, we can't say that.
I'm looking at some of the provisions of this bill. If you are a small business, you buy new equipment, you can write off the first $500,000 of your investments. If you are one of over the million eligible small businesses, long-term investments are subject to zero capital gains taxes. If you're an entrepreneur and you take a chance on a new idea, you can deduct the first $10,000 of startup costs. If you're self-employed, you can deduct 100% of the cost of health insurance for you and your family. Are there anything wrong with those particular provisions?
Other than you're picking winners and losers. And you even started talking about the qualifications for it. And what small businesses are telling us is because of the way they've established the qualifications for it, it makes it too cumbersome to have access to that capital.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the problem. When you start saying if you're this big or not this big, you get a break. But if you're this kind of business, we like you. If you're a brand new business, you get $10,000. If you're an old business, you get nothing. That's the kind of policy and social engineering business policy that has gotten us in trouble. And that's my whole point. Why don't we step back and say, well, listen, we know that we can get this economy going, not with this bill that says if you look like A and walk like B, you get a tax break. But every business ought to be eligible for some ability to understand what its costs are going to be next year. And if we do that, it makes this bill look like chicken feed. A lot of the big corporations, Jack, if you look at their balance sheets, are pretty good. They're actually storing up cash. I'm not talking about our small and medium-sized guys. I'm talking about the big boys. Why aren't they spending it? And if they spend it, I guarantee you there's a small business that will have the advantage of participating in that growing economy. We need to get them to start spending that money and not try to social engineer the policy for businesses we like or don't like. And if you don't mind, I'll give you a quick example. This the movie tax credit. Everybody loves it. It's great because movies are cool. So guess what? They raise taxes on all these other businesses, tool and die shops, florists. I have a guy that runs a little marketeer magazine. They all had their taxes go up four times so we could give it to the kind of business we think is really cool. Well, at the end of the day, all businesses are cool. If they're employing one person, that's cool. And the problem is we've got to shake ourselves out of this notion that if your business that looks like something we like, you get a tax break, and if not, you got to pay more, I think has been part of our problem.
8th District, United States Congressman Mike Rogers, our guest on Ebling and You. Mike, you talked about tax increase going into effect December 31st. I have not talked to one person, Republican or Democrat, who wants that to happen, and everyone seems to be in agreement on one part of this, that everyone under $250,000 should stay at the current level. The question is, what happens to income over $250,000, or to those who are making, say, $1 million, what would happen to their income from $250,000 to $1 million? Is it not possible that we can get the first part of that taken care of out of the way and then have an open, honest debate about the second aspect?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, the Democrats are in control of the agenda. They have huge majorities in both the Senate and the House and the President. I think they chose to make this a political debate, unfortunately. But I do believe that everybody that pays taxes ought not to get a tax increase when the economy looks the way it does. And I don't know what we gain if we take money away from some small business. And by the way, most small businesses file under subchapter S, and a very large number of them have over $250,000 in revenue. Doesn't mean they're getting rich. Would also be eligible, or would fall under this tax increase.
Mm-hmm.
That's worrisome to me. So yeah, you know, if we say, well, we can agree on this, we should just do it. Okay. The problem is the very small businesses that we want to encourage us to grow out of this recession are the very people that are going to get, what is it, a 12% increase in their taxes. 12%. That's huge. And I don't know what we gain by taking it out of their pocket that they might use to hire somebody, that they might use to buy a new truck or a new piece of equipment, and sending it to Washington. So our argument is, sure, we'll take it any way you want to give it to us, but you need to do something. Now they're saying, we're not even going to do it till after the election. It's just too hard.
I mean, yeah, I don't understand that. I think it should already have been done. And you do what you can do, and then let's worry about the rest of it when you can do that and when you can get some sort of agreement. So
sure. Or even, why don't we just extend it for, I mean, I would have signed on to extend it for a year. Just do something so that we can start getting these people to hire people. We can't even get to that point.
Would you have agreed to have a one-year extension and then a return to the Clinton-era 39%?
No, and I'll tell you why. Because what I think, if we do this together, and this is the way you have to balance the budget, right? The federal government's spending so much money, more deficits than all of the other presidents of the United States combined right now. What is that doing to available private capital for small business? Well, that certainly crowds it out. So if you slow spending, you keep those tax rates. And by the way, I know I hear this rhetoric, well, there's going to be tax breaks to the middle class. No, there isn't. Nobody's talking about tax breaks. We're all saying just leave the rates where they're at. So I would argue leave them where they're at, cut spending, and then allow that extra money that these small businesses have and people who are paying at the 10% rate or the 15% rate,
right,
allow them to have cash to spend.
It's a very interesting semantic discussion, because the idea of tax cuts, well, are you talking about what it would be on January 1st? Or are you talking about what it is now as the Bush tax cuts are set to expire? And I wonder about the dating of the whole thing when it was signed into law. Mike, thanks so much for joining us, as always. Great to have an exchange with you, and I hope we'll talk with you again before Election Day.
I hope so. It's always an honor to be on your show, and thanks for the great probing questions.
We will be right back. We're going to talk with Jesse Wortley Adler. We'll talk about the Grand River Connection and a great event, 10 over the next 10, coming up next on Ebling & You.